I don't know if you have a hankering for exotic protein, but it can certainly be found in the form of frog's legs, which is what Field and Stream Editor-in-Chief Colin Kearns has up his sleeve, in the form of two frog hunters who have been named the Frog Kings. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
These two longtime buddies who live in upstate New York, they both are longtime hunters and fishermen. They've got these cabins next to each other on this river in upstate New York. New York made it legal for outdoorsmen to start hunting and gigging frogs in the evening. So they went out one night and frog hunted, just did really, really well and had the time of their lives. And they just became addicted to it. They've got some really interesting techniques on how they hunt frogs. They do use gigs for some, but their preferred method is to grab them by hand, because that allows them to make sure they only get the meatiest and biggest frogs that are on the river. They're on the river from 10 in the evening till about 2, 3 in the morning. And then when they get home, they'll sleep for a couple hours and then they start processing all the legs, butchering them and skinning them. They're not satisfied if they don't take 100 frogs every evening. So they've got a lot of work for them waiting, but they love cooking these legs. They bring them to parties, and they've even got a recipe for frog legs for breakfast. They batter them in pancake batter and deep fry them and serve them with maple syrup. So breakfast of champions, I guess.
Breakfast of champions, probably with no fat and no cholesterol. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.